Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us. In the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack. Of the near, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to joke, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body, to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Grey Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
When I started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white. And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dubs that, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with they demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it. Coming down trying to cap, we stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Welcome once again. It's a pleasure and a blessing to be here. You are tuned in, of course, to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 3, verse 21. And that man is an acronym, an abbreviation for Music Activism News. And, of course, the number here is 646-478-0944. Since this show goes out international-wise, I just want to invite people to let people know that they can use that phone number while they're listening online. Call in, let us know what's going on, where you're from. So you take a look at that number that says 646-478-0944. You'll be on live and direct. I want to take that 216-288 phone number. We'll be right with you shortly, but I have to give three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one. To get info on this show, so I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. And the last disclaimer, disclaimer number three, press 1 to talk. But Blog Talks Worldwide can make give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to talk, stay silent and you'll go back on hold. But we hope that you will go ahead, say something that's on your mind. And with that being said, we're going to go to, of course, our first phone caller at that 216-288 phone number. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. I'm calling in to learn something, and as the young lady was singing, she's going against the grain. The President Barack Obama flashed across the television. I said, you know what, sir? They went against the grain, and we selected a black president, and there's a possibility in the future we'll have a female president. So I'm just calling to thank you because I know that in the future you will be dealing with a lot of those things. Keep up the good work, and we'll be listening to learn more.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that, and we look forward to talking to you. Thank you. As a matter of fact, since, and that is a true statement, we'll be getting into those things shortly, I definitely have to give a did you have the nerve shout out to Dee Dee, who called a personal phone line while I'm definitely on the air live. So that did you have a nerve to call me shout out goes out to Dee Dee. So I just wanted to say you wanted a shout out apparently, and if you didn't, you got one anyway. I'm having fun here. As a matter of fact, I'm enjoying myself. I would like to give a little bit of information if I could before I play the next song, but I'll tell you what I do. Before I give that information, I work on something else real quick. I want to let people know, that's why we tell people to at least have something to write down information. Of course, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue, the storefront right there. There's an intersection of Lee and Euclid. Where you look over for 14715 Euclid Avenue, the storefront, you know where we are, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. I'm blessed to still be the vice president. And also I want to add to that, for those looking for something else to listen to, you can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, on WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I want to go from a Monday to a Monday, the top 10 artists from a Monday to a Monday. And we'll start with number 10 and give you the top one. So we'll start off and say number 10, Monica Phillips. Number 9, KYYM Kim. Number 8, the debut for Grind Nation 216, Keeping Lyrics Alive. More on that later. Number 7, Emacs, The Image, Varsity Music. Number 6, Suave Gotti, Spitboxer Records. Number 5, Ballhead Fred. You know his song Kill George Zimmerman, banned from Facebook and YouTube? The brother still will not stop giving out free DVDs of knowledge. everything from The Hidden Colors, Volumes 1 and 2, Spook Who Sat by the Door. Number 4, OPN Entertainment. More on that later. Number 3, SHROUD. More on that later. Number 2, The Debut for Lyrics. More later. Featuring, of course, Grind Nation 216. What's that all about? Well, number 1, Black House Sounds, that hip-hop workshop theme featuring Sheriff Kilroy. We'll get into that, but what we're going to take the time to do, so we'll be able to bring you up to speed with another announcement, we're going to play something from Kim. Y-Y-M. And, of course, you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets Music Activism and news. And as a matter of fact, that's what that abbreviation is for. Chapter 3, verse 21, for those listening online, we've had people call in from, of course, Philly, Detroit. So we, of course, invite you to use that number of 646-478-0944 as I give you some quick information and let you know why I played Kim. Well, the information is, of course, should you choose, you can use the same phone number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Talk, which is on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. International politics broke down to a local level, broke down by Emacs and the mindset. And then, of course, you can use the 646-478-0944 phone number for Hood Tunes Radio, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. This is a Business 101, Emacs, and the Mindset. On both of those, I want to also let you know the reason I played Kim was simply put, the standing ovation party in honor of the courageous women of Cleveland. They have been through so much, yet still they stand strong. Hundreds of men are coming to salute and honor our beautiful women as they walk down the red carpet. As a matter of fact, on hand to help bring the ladies down the red carpet is the legendary man himself and the voice who's been not only here, but one of the people who is credited, that's right, in the media for helping bring the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to Cleveland. They work with this man, the voice of everything himself, Silver B in the mix, will be escorting these ladies down while hundreds of men, including myself, will stand on each side of the red carpet and honor the women, salute the women at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex this Saturday, the 14th of June. The B&M Entertainment Palace Complex, 11209 Kinsman Avenue, from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's an all-star tribute, including some of the finest ladies of entertainment, such as Marion Eleanor McClendon, Devonese Bird, who's called into this show, the solo poet, Kim, whose music has reached the top of the charts on this particular program, and a few others in this area, as well as Sister Monica Phillips, and, of course, we play her music, too, and the Diva. All of that is only for a $10 donation. This is sponsored by Black on Black Crime Incorporated. It's our fundraiser, and the entertainment will be, of course, legendary DJ Squirmin Herman. Bring your own beverage. Food is for sale there. And, of course, the B&M menu, which is, of course, run by Reverend Beckham. Now, for more information, further contact, all of that, you can call for tickets and arrangements at 216-486-0236 or 216-990-0679 or 216-441-0041. And we thank you. Again, those numbers are 216-486-0236, 216-990-0679 or 216-441-0041. So I had to put that out there because, wow, there are a lot of things going on this week, a lot of beautiful things. I also want to call attention, if you're looking for radio programming, of course you can check out voiceatradio.com, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show, which airs Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. As we get a chance to at least get into a few more announcements of what's going on, I do want to also point out and let people know that the following day after those activities, something that you definitely need to be aware of, you know, you look at the Father's Day and how things are being done after honoring the mothers. Well, fathers and others, fathers, mothers, everybody, families are joining newly elected Cuyahoga County Central Committee, East Cleveland Ward 3 Precinct D Representative, Oppressed People's Nation Chairman Ernest L. Smith, alongside my sister's keepers, call on Black on Black Crime Incorporated and other organizations in a Walk for Peace 2. This Sunday, June the 15th, 4 p.m. assembly at 15453 Euclid at the OPN Oppressed People's Nation. That's right, the OPN People's Community Center. So that's 4 p.m. Assembly at 15453. So we thank you in advance for that and supporting that. And I tell you what, I'm going to take the time to do, since I did talk about a certain thing, and she's definitely, she'll be performing there as well. Let's put on some Monica Phillips.
Yeah. Love a love your song.
That 216-772 phone number. Hey, you might not have planned on speaking, but at least I'm getting you time enough to get yourself ready. Hey, I just wanted to let people know this will only take maybe 2.5 to 3 minutes. And, of course, Monica Phillips that you just heard, she will be one of the performers. She's coming from, of course, out of town to at least sing at the standing ovation party that's taking place this Saturday. But I wanted to go back and do a couple of recaps. Give me about 2.5 minutes. 2.5 minutes starting the fact that December 2013, 15517, Kipling off Ivanhoe. Kipling Ave off Ivanhoe. Some bastard punk, low-life coward set an arson fire to kill 2-year-old Peaches and 6-year-old Galatius. Recap number one. The idiot who did this is still out there. But remember last month, when this show joined the Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Pastor Jimmy, Kettle Dogs Motorcycle Club, showed up at the burned-out building that had a 4-foot puddle where youth could drown in a 6-foot hole where kids could fall in. Now, we gave an ultimatum that if the city didn't knock the building down, we'd close the street down. Recap number two, some of you criticized, didn't share any info or pray for our safety, but cool. We came back the following Monday, as promised, and we're joined by Chris King, Reverend Pinckney, Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report, and we shut the street down by putting up barricades. Now, if the media showed up, Councilman Polizic showed and thanked us for bringing awareness, and he called, of course, the safety chair, McGrath. And he brought in police chief, the safety chair, McGrath, brought in police chief, Calvin Williams. Had to slow down so you could, you know, make sense of what I was saying. Now, in 1 week later, they drained the water out and cordoned off the house. Now, recap number three. Newsnet 5 was on Kipling Avenue last Friday after I received a phone call from Councilman Polinsic saying the house was being torn down. So the Black Man's Army went out. That's what we did. We went out and we held a press conference thanking the community for banding together, joining together, and I thank those who came out. So recap number four, we plan on grilling hot dogs for the Kipling neighborhood, Black Man's Army, BMA, this coming Wednesday, 5 p.m. Hey, shameless plug, you can always catch what's going on, of course, that Alfred Porter JR period Facebook page, Alfred Porter JR period, or you can catch that College of Common Sense Facebook page. And without further ado, I need to go and see what's going on at this phone number of 216-772. How are you?
Oh, good evening. You don't have to come and see. I'm just listening in. How you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. Tell me what's going on with you, brother.
Well, somewhat of a busy day today. Attended a rally downtown again. This one on immigration. Some family was getting busted up by the Obama administration and the Congress that won't pass immigration reform. We asked him, don't break up families. He promised not to break up families, but 2 million people later, they're still breaking up families. So it was a big rally today, a lot of Latino folks. And there was singing and dancing, too. They had a choir there and a dance troupe, and it was pretty good. And then the family went up to see immigration offices, and I'm not sure what happened. I'm trying to find out if they wound up deporting the guy. Luis Nicasio Padilla. It's in the Plain Dealer today, Cleveland.com. Anyway, and then just that's about it, my brother. Not doing a whole lot.
I need to ask you something. Well, definitely I'll be keeping up with that because I had passed by that lake on my way someplace else, and I said, I wonder if that has something to do with immigration. So I will keep up to date so that myself, some of our listeners can join that issue. But I have to ask you if you could take 1 minute or two to at least explain what's going on, because from what we've been hearing from the White House point of view, things have changed to a great deal because of certain things that supposedly were put in place. So I need to understand and overstand correctly as far as others who are listening to the program, what's going on, and are there are feet really dragging on this issue?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, people call them illegal immigrants, and, you know, and that's just another way of showing racism, because no person is illegal, as you know. And they, anybody in here with that is undocumented, without papers, without a proper visa, it's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony, so there's no sense calling them illegal to start with. And there's they are dragging their feet. The Obama administration could actually stop these deportations of families, family members. Because that's the worst thing is to break up a family, you know. And most of these people are just hardworking folks, just like the rest of us. And, you know, sure, you can deport the drug dealers and others, you know, but criminals, but not the families. And that's what we're asking the Obama administration to do. What he did do right before his election was he gave the undocumented children, students, rights to attend college and get a driver's license and stuff, and that was wonderful. But you know, we got to go a little further than that, because it's having these people living in the shadows just is not good for a lot of reasons. I mean, our economy would actually be better if they are legal residents in the society, working, paying taxes, and shopping, you know, in the open. In fact, they do pay taxes. They save Social Security. The undocumented immigrants reported by the Government Accounting Office 2009 or 2008, I got a report that shows how undocumented immigrants continue to pay taxes and continue to pay into Social Security, and they actually never collect because they can't. So they're actually giving money to the government and not giving back, and people want to say, oh, they're sucking the system. You know, maybe the school systems, where there's a lot of them in California, it's hard in the community. But overall, the whole nation, it's a wash. And they're actually paying into the society more than they're taking out.
Thank you very much. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you to leave information. If somebody wants to become involved in the movement that you're on, definitely, that cause, what's the best way of contact or becoming involved with that?
Thank you. Thank you for asking. The name of the organization is Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, and I got a phone number, and we have an office. But myself is the best way to get us. Get me 216-772-6788. We do have a website, immigrantsupportnetwork.org. And our offices are on Lorraine Avenue, and we have language classes on Monday nights. And sometimes we'll have a program and show a movie on various issues, on drones, on Guantanamo, on all these issues that affect us in the community and, well, at large, you know, nationally. But that's what's sucking our money up. Speaking of, you know, the military budget, we show movies about that with the drone attacks. And it actually makes us less safe when the U.S. government is doing illegal actions around the world, such as keeping Guantanamo open and extrajudicial assassinations with the drones. But anyway, we're at 4241 Lorraine. Stop in on Monday night. I was there tonight from 7 till 8:30. We do language classes, and you can meet up with us there.
Thank you so much, as always, for bringing in real information that we can use. And I look forward to at least working more with you on that issue, and may others do that as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Al. Have a good night. I'm going to listen in.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I think what that means is I better do something to at least keep his attention also. So before I play this next track, I do believe that one thing I'll let people know of, real quick, event that's coming up on Friday night, which is OPNENT, Oppressed People's Nation Entertainment, and Shroud, a.k.a. Supremely Honorable Roundtable of Underground Dopeness, presents Stone the Butcher this Friday at of course, Tucker's Casino, 15532 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio. That's Friday, June the 13th, Friday the 13th, 9 p.m. with a free soul food meal. For info, you can call 216-952-8005, featuring T. Rilla, Red Stripe, Ray Clark the Shark, King Swisher, and Sheriff Kilroy, a.k.a. Al Porter Jr. I'm going to do my best to bring my church out with me this coming Friday for a laid-back performance for myself. Yep, I'm going to stop doing, like, standout things, just kind of conform a little bit. And also, this is a FYI for any of those who are in earshot, travel across the border, so to speak, come out of, you know, your general area and across state lines since this show goes out international-wise, Saturday, June the 14th, and, of course, Saturday, June the 21st, from noon to 3 p.m., auditions for the Glenville Festival at Cory United Methodist Church. That's Cory United Methodist Church, 1117 East 105, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108, radio edit. So for more info, you may call 216-761-5151 or 216-240-4182. Let them know that you heard it right here on the show, and I thank you for that. And I also want to let people know, because they say I don't give enough information. I don't know how that's possible. But anyway, I'll let people know that tonight, should they choose, tonight at 1 a.m., SOTC Radio, tonight at 1 a.m., on WCSB.org, that's 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time. And this particular song, I'll get into it in just a little while after the song is done playing. We did a video for this track, and I'll tell you where. Listen to the words.
Black House Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? Network style. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Okay. We work. How it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop. Workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Into it work. I'm on a different channel. Into it work. Got Motley spitting verses. Into it work. I Motley music surface. Look like no commercial. Show will they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow. Dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005. Off the court, we're letting them know. Black on black crime. East Cleveland Fest, we going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop, help you use your mind. On the day we grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said take heed to stop for taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. Yeah. And Ted opening up the door. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about third boy? We don't support Cleveland artists, in which you so concerned for. None of you wanna try it, to show people become a third boy. Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work, how it be the hip hop workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work, how
BC Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chef House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. The first hip-hop show at the Call and Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, poppin' Willie. In his wheelchair. After we, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Londie, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back back into rhyme, back to the future, back into time. Truth Cap, Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old, now he's Bald Head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse Dog. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Flow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the pad to the work. Out it be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the pad to the work. Out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and E-Row. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, with Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay such a freaking high side. From crooks and cops, hip-hop workshop is the breath that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put the lyrics on the pad to we work. Out it be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the pad to we work. Out.
And, of course, for those who don't know, that's the hip-hop workshop theme, which was, of course, we filmed the video at where else? The 151st Hip-Hop Workshop, where, of course, we were very thankful to have in the house, of course, Mama Porter, Ronnie B, 1008 Vision. Of course, we had Weirdo Spaz, Osage the Wildebeest, Big Stone the Butcher, representing Shroud. Of course, we had Sister Alonda, Christian Clark, our sports reporter, LaBelle Thomas. Of course, I want to let people know also Black on Black Crime Incorporated was there. Also, the Black Man's Army, as we showed the film, of course, how we marched on that chandelier. That looked very nice on the big screen. And, of course, Cleveland State University, as well as a whole lot of things that were said in context to that. And also, I wanted to let people know, Prester Pickett from the Black Studies Department, of course, legendary mixtape DJ himself, young man who was always involved in certain things, Pretty Boy Floyd was there. I want to let people know that if you have numbers on the chalkboard or somebody handing out business cards or what have you, that's kind of sad that I was the only person who took his business card. If you're about your business or you at least claim to be, act like it. Major Taps was there. Of course, Son was there. I want to also say that it was nice because with Suave Gotti, Shakespeare from GMS, Miss Cleto, wow, she brought a whole squad with her, like over 10 people. She did her song Hard Times a cappella. Solomon Kane, he did his track Faith. Urban Survival was there. And, of course, I want to thank Latasha Glover. Of course, the Girl on Fire, which is coming up, the Girls on Fire Awards. She brought in Survival Story, a lady to talk about her book, Left for Dead. Lady had been run over a couple of years back. Was not expected to ever walk again, expected to be paralyzed, but it was an honor to see her walking on a cane and explaining what she'd gone through. And, of course, that video, that song, before I get to that 216-534 phone number, the importance of that song, when you look at where we've come from, started out at the Neighborhood Ping Pong at Chef House, Athorpe Towers, Pippin's Beverage, St. Clair Place, and now Cleveland State University. That's a beautiful thing in itself. I'm going to go right here, and I also want to say one of the reasons why I get to that phone call, it was a tribute to a young man who passed, who goes by the name of Lyrics. Grindstone 216, my man Bishop, a.k.a. Sleazy, who's an excellent comic as well as artist. They showed up to pay tribute to a young brother by the name of Lyrics, brought his picture. First time anything like that has ever happened at the hip-hop workshop, but when they played his music, he had a strong message. So I should let people know that in respect to that, tomorrow at Spitboxers, tomorrow, 8 to 9:30 p.m. is free, $5 after, at 3327 West 32nd Street, Sackett, off West 25th. Filming America's Next Top Dancer, B-Boy, MC, and Producer Battles, Power Cypher. For more info, you can call 216-202-GMS1 or email hoodfamoustv@gmail.com. But there will be a special tribute to the brother known as Lyrics. T.O. Sleazy are expected to perform, as well as the man himself, Solomon Kane. I want to see what's going on this 216-534. What's going on this evening?
Black Divinity, how you doing? Sheriff's boy here, Fred.
What's going on, man?
I just tuned in, man. I'm just getting off the plantation, man. Just showing love, man.
Man, I tell you something. I'm glad you called in when you did, because I'm not going to even say anything to anybody else, but I know what song I had on deck, because even though I didn't have a lot of time, the exact song that I plan on playing, you might know what it might be. It's 3 minutes and 36 seconds long. So I'll just leave that out there for people to know. I had to get into that track because it is a standard favorite for a lot of people in our area. I believe it's a favorite for a lot of people in, of course, Miami and Florida and all across the nation. So I'm going to ask you, man, what caused you to at least be so vocal when you put that particular track together, to at least put it out there for the people?
Are you talking about Kid Joy Zimmerman?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was, you know, the Trayvon Martin thing had me amped up. Of course, no justice. There was no justice in that. I mean, it's just, I looked at it like, you hear all these rappers rapping about killing each other, but I ain't heard that one song where they talking about attacking Zimmerman. So it's like, you know, dang, I mean, what's that all about? I mean, you know, it's just, I see the mind control going on right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I was like, you know, I was thinking out the box and said, you know, I'm gonna be the first to do it. So there it is. I really gotta put it out there. You know what I'm saying? YouTube had it on. I had it on YouTube for a hot 10 minutes. As soon as they saw that, YouTube was like, just too militant.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
that's
it was
the
on Facebook.
Came out.
Yeah, yes, sir. Also, I want to be, you know, your show. Come on, your show. I don't want to talk about what I'm doing personally too much. I really want to get the message of Black Divinity out. I really want to get, you know, us to go back to who we were, which was God. And that's what I mean by Black Divinity, you know, having a Black divine perspective of who we are, because we don't have that perspective. We're too much under the influence of white supremacy and European culture, and I really want to get us back into our nature. You know what I'm saying? Because we are so out of our nature, and we are too under the mind control of European colonialism. And I really would like to uplift the consciousness of our people. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, just on your show and any other show that you're doing. So
I thank you so much for that perspective. And if people can want to, like, contact you or see anything that you're doing, please give them that information.
Yes, sir. My number, if you want to get at me, I'm giving away free DVDs, Black Conscious DVDs. If you want one, I'd be more than happy to give you one. My number is 216-534-3161. Again, that's 216-534-3161. You can see me on Facebook, facebook.com/baldheadfred. I don't spell it with an F. I spell it with a P-H-R-E-D, baldheadfred. Or you can email me. LibraScale7@yahoo.com. Again, that's LibraScale7@yahoo.com. If you want to get at me, get at me.
Thank you again. And if you hold the line, we'll get into something for you. And thanks again.
Yes, sir. Black Divinity.
Black Divinity. As a matter of fact, I'm going to at least give this person, since we're winding down, maybe 2 to 3 minutes. 215 is the area code. 207. That's a 215-207. What's going on with you this evening? 215-207. Call to listen. So I'll tell you what. Before we play this next track, I'm going to at least go into one thing that should maybe take us just about a minute to get into, because we've been keeping up with this, well, basically since the show began, for 3 years now. The red light, speed light cameras on this particular program. It finally appears that when the legislative branch reconvenes in November after elections, there will be enough votes to outright ban the cameras. Now, the Supreme Court is also hearing cases, but let's go back to the Ohio General Assembly that will take the vote in November. If you're smart enough, you'll call and flood the office of your state rep, your state representative, or senator. At the same time, you should consider lawsuits, like we spoke on last week. Pastor Thompson spoke on the fact that the red light, speed light cameras are unconstitutional because they strip American citizens their right to go in front of a municipal court judge to hear their case. Instead, you must go in front of a hearings officer for the city. That's more than likely to side with the city. So if you want to file a lawsuit to get rid of the cameras, I should say at no cost, you can go to Facebook and hit up TUA, Help Save East Cleveland Project, or Pastors Thompson. They have been very successful. They have gone and taken their time out, their money, to make sure they get in the middle of everything and deal with certain things like that. Now, as a matter of fact, before I stomp out on the track that I told you I would, give me at least 2.5 to 3 minutes to at least say that, unfortunately, Donald Sterling was right again, and I bet y'all missed it. You see, a true civil rights leader is one who speaks the truth to, A, enlighten a mass of people to the truth, or, B, possibly call for change of behavior in basically society, i.e. the people they represent or society as a whole. Now, if Sterling wasn't a racist bigot, he might end up being a great civil rights leader just because he basically told the truth in an ugly way, whether people wanted to pay attention to it or not. When this whole Stiviano Sterling circus started, Sterling admitted to saying everything recorded, including he gives his players food, clothing, houses, cars. He was kind of wrong because his players actually earn those things, but what if players past and present, many who are minority, who claim to be upset, were to take their millions and invest in their own team or in their own businesses in a more powerful manner? Sterling later said, Jews spend great amounts of money helping poor Jews while rich blacks turn their backs to people in need. Now, when they get successful, Jews help their people, is what he also said, and some African Americans don't help anybody. Now, in February, you know, I did speak on Dr. Dre, donating $70 million to USC, a predominantly white college. But what if Dre had donated half of that amount to one or two black colleges, or at least divvied it up into five different colleges? Now, 109,000 black households in 2001 had a net worth of $1 million+ apiece, 109,000. Those households could effectively pour money in the high crime areas and others by donating money or creating programs to change areas like in Cali, Chi-Town, Detroit. Now, Jay Prince of Rap-A-Lot Records has a multi-car parking garage. Now, let's put it like this. He owns all of those cars. He has a boxing management firm, Black Angus Cattle Farm. But here's the sad story. Kempsey's widow, Kempsey's wife, had to sue Jay Prince for unpaid royalties. Now, last Thursday, game one of the NBA Finals, last Thursday in San Antonio, Texas, Spurs versus Heat. Air conditioner not working. Fans sweating while in the Coliseum, 92 degrees plus, and if you're playing any type of sports activity, you're at least maybe 20 degrees hotter. Now, basketball players almost falling out. LeBron James cramping up and limping out hurt. One on-air broadcaster suggested they should have postponed the game. But let's face it, NBA players, they weren't used to that because they don't play street ball. They play arena ball. But since the NBA feeds, clothes, and gift cards to the players were forced to play till they drop. It's like how slave owners force their slaves to fight to the death. Now, Django was real on certain areas on that part. And what's sadder, Sterling pointed out some ugly truths in the NBA. Himself on down to a play to perform at all costs, no matter what the cost to the players. It's something to think about. It's something to consider because in seeing that three-ring circus that happened, you had to take that into account. There was no way that the NBA was going to say, oh, no, the mostly minority players anyway, that we'll take some time off, care about the safety and this, that, and other. So my thing is you have to look at things on a reality point of view on that one. I thank those of the people who did tune in. If you could take a chance to listen to this, this is one of my favorite tracks out there because there's a lot of truth in this record, and it came out very strongly. Very proud to have known the person who put this type of track out.
Throw my hoodie on for this. Yeah. BHP. Check it. Yeah.
It's time to kill Whitey. The race for his own. Let's go and find Zimmerman with a hoodie on. This is hardcore rap, nigga. This ain't soft, creepy ass crack. I need his fucking hair blowed off. He's a thug. That's the white media told ya. But little Trey is a young black soldier. White power government trying to get rid of us. They keep on profiling us because they scared of us. They keep on testing us. They catch us while we ain't looking. He shot Trayvon. He couldn't take our ass whooping. He took a stand. Zimmerman ain't no fucking man. Talking about he ain't no cracker. He's a Mexican. Damn. I can't take it anymore. Get me black in this country, nigga. You're at war. Let's settle the score. We need a black military. If he violent to these people, what he got him real scary. Fear of a black planet. They just a bunch of fags. They can burn the cross, but I'll burn your flag. Dang. Yo, let's put the pressure on them. If you see that motherfucker, do a drive-by on them. Yeah. Yeah. You Uncle Tom niggas, I'ma smack you backwards. America is ran by nigga hating crackers. That fucking beast, we ain't tryna get rid of it. That white devil out here motherfucking kicking it. Now put a dick in it, pussy nigga, what the fuck? Give his ass a dollar bill, in other words, catch a buck. Now that's what's up, shed the enemy's blood. And screaming more murder on Zimmerman like bone.
true thug. Yo, when the bug, but nigga, I'ma squash it. These coon niggas agreeing with the verdict, now let's stop it. I'ma drop it like science, I'ma tell the truth. I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I see him. When the infrared beam him, and you're gonna have to clean him. Wouldn't wanna be him. Nigga, pass the shovel, niggas killing each other, but they ain't trying to kill that fucking devil. Yeah.
Kill George Zimmerman. Yeah. Kill George Zimmerman. Let's find a murderer. Kill George Zimmerman.